travel world. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Am I a very good girl?
Oh, Chad.
Ooh, who's that button?
Another crazy Saturday right here on CIQC 600. It's Willem Backus, and we have Stephen Pickford. We got a brand new op behind the boards, the hands of Alex. I know we'll probably call him Smart Alex. I'm not sure what we're going to do.
He'll get his own name. Stephen Pickford coming to you here today from Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the capital of North Carolina, the Crabtree Summit Hotel.
And also beamed via satellite across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. We got the ISDN link going. And it seems that the Comrex is working, too. You don't have your feedback in your ears, Steve?
No, not too much.
Okay, right.
I can hear myself think today. It's a great sunny day. It's low 60s here in Raleigh. A nice flight down here on Thursday morning on Canadian Regional.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian Regional has three flights a day connecting Toronto to Raleigh. And there's connecting flights from Montreal and Ottawa. And, of course, for our listeners here in the Carolinas wanting to head north to Toronto, hey, those same three flights, head back north to spend your U.S. dollars in Canada.
You bet.
You think of a carrier like Canadian Regional, I think small carrier because they're commuter. They had over $500 million in revenue last year. They have 53 aircraft, 37 of them being Fokker F-28 jets, which are the twin-engine Dutch-built jet.
No swearing.
Yeah, what time does the Fokker leave? Well, it's going to leave at 5:15 p.m. to come back on Sunday afternoon.
You laugh, Stephen, but it actually, if you are speaking Dutch, they do pronounce it that way.
And yeah, so you can always,
be a Canada,
smart aleck.
You know, when they come to Canada, they actually pronounce it with a lower, like an O, like Fokker. And there was actually a Professor McGill my sister studied under, and his name was spelled K-O-K. So, I'm not kidding.
And how he pronounced it.
Well.
They have the regional jets. It's their former regional jet, but they've been in service for over 20 years now, the F-28, with a business class cabin. You have 10 seats in the front cabin, 45 in the back. Some carriers try to operate those planes with 60, 70 seats. So you have a international-style business class cabin with pull-out legrest, nice snack served on board. Use Terminal 3 in Toronto, which is the uncongested terminal. Not as many transborder flights leave from there, so you don't have to line up for as long to go through customs in either direction. Highly recommend it. Flights come down on a morning time. You can be here 10:15 in the morning and head home on a weekend afternoon at 5:15. Nice snack served on board. We have a continental breakfast coming down. We get a sandwich heading back north, and only 8 minutes from the time I disembarked to the time I got my luggage, which must be a new world record, particularly for Toronto Pearson Airport.
Wow. Steve, we have a lot of fun. You and Vic have gone down to Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and it's actually about time that we've made it down there. We weren't sure because there was another hurricane down there. I don't know which Vic would prefer, which Irene he would have preferred, for the one in Markham or the one in Raleigh. But
well, they both blow hard, I'll tell you, but you know... Willem, I am so glad to be down here this time. We picked the best time of the year to come down, and you are missing out on truly one of the great trips I've ever taken on Travel World.
I know.
I've fallen in love with this city, and I'm going to apply for my green card. I want to move down here, and I've met Sharon Delaney, and I've fallen in love.
I know, Vic. I tell you, one of the things one of my favorite things in life is to taste and feel the triangle, as you are doing down there.
Yeah, that's what we're doing this weekend, getting around with a car from Thrifty. They're right located at the airport, just off-site. 1-800-4-CARS, that's F-O-R-C-A-R-S, 367-2277. If you fly down on Canadian Airlines, you also get your Canadian Plus points. Weekend rates are in the $35 range with a mostly Chrysler fleet, so you can live up to the credo of the one and only Chad Kennedy, Mopar Power. Staying here at the Crabtree Summit Hotel, which is our host hotel this weekend. It's one of those properties that gets you away from the chain hotel cookie-cutter approach. It has a very elegant, understated elegance about it. European-style inn, business-style rooms, king-size beds, work area, a jacuzzi tub. You have iron and ironing boards, fridge, coffee maker, upgraded toiletries and amenities. There's a pool and a fitness center. It was built in 1989, but it looks as fresh and up-to-date as if it had just been constructed last year. The upkeep has been that good on this hotel. It's across the street from the Crabtree Mall, the largest in North Carolina with 220 stores, so you can shop to your heart's content. It's halfway between the airport and downtown Raleigh, so 10 minutes to anywhere you want to be. Crabtree Summit Hotel, 1-800-521-7521, on the internet at www.crabtreesummithotel.com. And of course, when you're on the internet, be sure to check out Liberty Works Radio at libertyworksradio.com.
And Stephen, can't we extend this show by another hour today? There's so much to talk about.
There is just a lot of things to see and do in the Triangle.
You know something, Steve? One of the other things that we enjoy every time we... the Triangle. Vic, you've lost my train of thought. No, but we've got our lead backs coming back. Vic is going to be doing a live read after the 15. So, Alex, what cue have you got coming up for us for Vic? What commercial? Alex is going to open his mic for this one. But he's going
to
cue you.
Finally hear the voice of Alex on the radio.
You would like to know what cue I have for Vic, right?
Yeah, when he's doing his live read.
Let me see.
We're going to use the same one for Sharon.
It's number. No, it's one of the commercials here we have locally.
Yeah.
It should be Wawanisa.
Wawanisa?
Sharon's commercial.
All right, so he'll cue you on Wawanisa. Just needed to tell you that, Steve. Can you also turn down the yellow knob, the gain on your mic a little bit, so we don't have so much clashing?
No, not me, Stephen, the one on the mic. Yeah, I have to tell me which knob to.
It's the one on the left of the three knobs. All of our technical engineering done right on the air.
Technical engineering. We turned it to the left and
this
turned it to the
radio,
right.
And that's what travels.
A little bit left.
Fun here.
Yeah.
It's turned all the way to the
left. Well, we had a lot of fun because in order to do our show down in the States, we've got to go out via one of our codec machines through the ISDN line. We're coming in also on our second one. So we got our control board busy here.
Yes, come in on one and out on the other and then out across America on satellite. High-tech operation here on Travel World.
So now that we're running out of time, Steve, one of the things you're going to be doing, you're going to be listening to us on our affiliate, WBZB. I was thinking of Liberty Works when I did this.
WBZB 1090 with a transmitter in Selma.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are listening right now and hearing what is going on down the road 20 miles away.
Well, our friend Eli walked in and his ears perked up when he heard the words WBZ.
Oh, yeah, until he heard the last letter.
B.
WBZ.
Yeah, well, of course, a model...
We'll be listening to Eli at around 11:25, I believe. He has some news for us about his upcoming trip to Copenhagen.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun with Eli. He's a bad influence on us, of course.
Be a bad influence on Willem Backus?
Oh, we don't know.
Willem Backus.
Oh. Yeah, the combination of Eli and, of course, Eden Latrondo, who was our intern back in 1998, she's the one who actually came up with the whole concept of the hands of Chad. So we
now she'll have to come up to something about Smart Alex.
Yeah, Smart Alex. I think that one fits right away, Smart Alex. But he's going to help engineer some stuff. There's an Adam Sandler song called Ode to My Car, which Alex has got to do some extensive editing so he can air this one.
Like you're going to be singing next weekend, Macho Manny.
Yeah, Macho Manny. We're having a Halloween party over at the Betawood Broadcast Facility. And Manny Witt, of course, the Mr. New England himself. We told him what Halloween costume he should wear. The Count of Connecticut, we're not exactly sure. Anyway, moving right along. So you went down Canadian Regional, right?
Canadian Regional, and took our car from Thrifty Car Rental and staying at the Crabtree Summit Hotel, all of whom we can strongly recommend to our listeners across Canada and the United States.
Yeah. So, Sharon. Well, Mitch Michaels will call. Mitch.
Mitch Michaels.
Mitch Michaels planning to call him. Well, he's our roving guy around the city, and we'll see what goes on. Maybe it's the 45. I don't know. Depends on.
We've had enough. We could have enough. We could have enough net laughs with ourselves.
Laugh.
We'll imagine Mitch Michaels, and we'll all laugh.
No. Okay. Listen, we got 30 seconds before the break. You got anything to say?
Well,
I can say something. We haven't even talked about Raleigh yet. We've been talking all about the show.
Yeah.
But you know, Willem, I'm a Civil War buff.
Yes.
And I know you are, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For anyone who's listening across the U.S. or Canada for the show, if you're a Civil War buff, there's so much to see. This is one town that's kept its history alive. Unlike some southern cities, like the pretentious city of Charlotte, which has killed its city, and it's trying to be a big town like Atlanta. It's a boring banking center. Well, Raleigh's just the opposite. I could recommend anyone who's a history buff to come here. I mean, it's a city of museums. But not only have they kept the past alive, they're still a very modern city with live theater, and we'll be talking to you about that later on in the show, too.
All right,
first
Alex,
quality stuff that you'd find in New York or Toronto.
Cool, Vic. Alex, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC Montreal.
Hi, I'm Jamie Orchard. Join me and the rest of the gang for This Morning Live. Lita shows you your traffic, Aaron's got all your weather, Paul's got the score in sports, and Andrew brings you up to date on the news. Plus a smile or two for good measure every weekday morning at 6:30 on This Morning Live.
Mitch Melnick here for Baton Rouge. Now 5 restaurants in the Montreal area offering incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs. Now, I know we Montrealers have been spoiled by some awfully good chicken and rib establishments through the years, but once you've been to Baton Rouge, there's no reason to go back anywhere else. It's a classy, elegant spot with no dress code. The perfect restaurant for Montrealers. 5 locations, including downtown, where there's free parking every day after 5 and all day long on weekends. And the newest, at Galerie d'Anjou, Baton Rouge.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with the incredible computer deals at 123 Compute? And 2 for the show. Just let them show you their terrific array of notebooks and desktops at blowout prices. 3 to get ready, to get just what you need for home, small office, or student. And 4 to go to 123 Compute, 720 DeCarry in Ville Saint-Laurent. Or call 855-9550. Desktops from just $99. Notebooks from $299. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Hello, I'm Heather Hiscox. At Global News, we ask your questions. We tell your stories. We give you the news from your community, the news that affects your world. Global News at 6, a new generation of news.
Nobody takes out insurance expecting the worst, but when something happens, it's good to have insurance. For over 100 years, Wawanisa has been one of the companies that settle claims fast. For dependable insurance and fair, efficient settlements, call Wawanisa. 342-2211 or 514-342-2211. It's quick, easy, with no obligation. There's everything to gain.
Wawanisa.
Home and auto insurance specialists.
Wawanisa.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Nobody takes out insurance expecting the worst, but when something happens, it's good to have insurance. For over 100 years, Wawanisa has been one of the companies that settle claims fast. For dependable insurance and fair, efficient settlements, call Wawanisa. 342-2211 or 514-342-2211. It's quick, easy, with no obligation. There's everything to gain.
Wawanisa.
Home and auto insurance specialists.
Wawanisa.
I'm Vic Phillips, Canada's centennial anchorman, and you're listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford and William Backus on satellite across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
At Hippodrome de Montréal, you'll be on the edge of your seat, guaranteed. The action is the attraction with live horse racing right before your eyes. Enjoy the unique experience of dining at the Centaur restaurant while following the races from the comfort of your table. Ask about group rates for holiday parties. The spectacular Hippodrome de Montréal. Be there.
Dennis Bowden of Maryland.
600 CIQC.
Texas. Stephen Pickford down in Raleigh, North Carolina, with Vic Phillips and Sharon Delaney. And we've got Alex behind the controls. And
Sharon Delaney is with us now, our Carolina Bureau Chief here on Travel World from WNCN.
Is she on? We've got...
yeah, we've got her right here.
Sharon, how you doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
Yeah. So, and how was the Grand Tour? I heard we had the Clash of the Titans, Vic, and someone else doing golf.
Yeah, I guess you could call it Clash of the Titans. Yeah, we played yesterday at one of Raleigh's many beautiful golf courses,
sure.
Rockmere in Cary, which is sort of a suburb of Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great day. Vic played extremely well.
Ah.
Of course, he's never played before, and he had some rental clubs, and he did terrific.
Oh, well.
That's the typical Vic Phillips style, the Travel World Golf Champion. The Rockmere course, for Canadians and for listeners in the Northeast coming down here, golf is very reasonably priced in the Raleigh area.
And of course, I wore two pairs of pants in case I got a hole in one.
Our host, Martin Ames, from the Raleigh Visitors and Convention Bureau, we didn't realize was, I don't think he would think he was a scratch golfer, but he played under par yesterday. So he showed us the way the whole way around.
And a former golf coach, and we didn't know we were expecting that.
We were for Stephen and I, par with the 72 on a nine-hole course.
Well, we figure if we can get the same score in bowling as we get in golf, hey, we would be real champions. But a game of golf runs around $45, so...
That's on a weekend. During the week, you can get better deals than that, and I think golf has become such a central part of North Carolina. Of course, the world got to see that with the U.S. Open this past summer in Pinehurst, which is only about an hour south of Raleigh. We had actually most of the visitors
impressed us in Raleigh during our driving around is it has a New England town feel to it. A lot of brick homes, many trees, the city of oaks and the city of parks. You drive through residential areas and they are very beautiful. A lot of well-kept homes. They've kept that Victorian charm of a lot of the neighborhoods.
Yeah, they've renovated lovely parts of downtown, Victorian homes from the 20s and 30s that are just beautiful. A lot of folks that live here, there's so many people from all over the country, especially the Northeast and the Midwest and the West, who move here because of the huge high-tech industry that has developed here over the last 20, 30 years, or even longer than that, really, in the Research Triangle Park. And people often say it's the best of New York, but without New York.
Yeah, you get it. A number of different people moving into an area, and it becomes more cosmopolitan in nature.
That's right. We have a very diverse population that lives here, which really adds great flavor to a southern city, because folks move here thinking, I moved here just 9 months ago, wondering if it was going to be maybe a bit backwoods or anything of that sort, because I've lived in other North Carolina cities, and it is certainly not that. It's a very progressive city, but without the modernization and the problems that other cities experience.
So I guess you could call it progressive and conservative at the same time.
That would be a very good description.
Now, that's a terrible joke in Canada.
one of his many in-house jokes. Or
yes. It's like saying Republican. Anyway, listen, Sharon, the first time that you were on with us, you spoke about it was the hurricane season, and now that we've had a double whammy.
How's the recovery? Because we had Dennis, then Floyd, and then Irene. It has been everything that the forecasters said this hurricane season would be. It lived up to it, and unfortunately, we've been the brunt of most of it here in the Carolinas. But there is tremendous cleanup efforts going on. Raleigh was spared from Floyd, although they thought at first it was going to be a direct hit. We are 2 hours inland from the coast. However, they thought it was going to come on the coast down near Wilmington and then come up this way, but we were spared. But of course, I'm sure all have seen all the newscasts,
yeah,
and broadcasts from east of Raleigh where they've really had tremendous flooding problems.
Well, we were supposed to actually be here a month ago, and
that's why it was because of Floyd. And when we heard Irene was coming around, Vic actually chose the other Irene. Vic is married to a lady named Irene, incidentally, so now you know why. Be that as it may, listen, we're going to take a quick cut out because Eli's got something to say, and following the break, we'll get back to Raleigh. And Eli, welcome back to Travel World. Yeah, so tell us about your upcoming trip to Copenhagen. You've got tons of notes in front of you here.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow to Copenhagen for a week.
Holy.
Actually, I'm going to Copenhagen for a couple of days, and then we're off to Malmo for another couple of days. They built a bridge between the two cities now.
Okay.
And I'm a big bridge buff, so I'm going to check that out. Can I thank a few people before we begin?
Go for it. Thank anyone you want.
Thanks to Air Canada. The people at Air Canada are supplying us with tickets. The Scandinavian Tourist Board in New York City, more than happy to set us up in Copenhagen and in Malmo. And the Hotel Temperance in Malmo, which is going to put us up for a couple of days there. And if you've ever been to Scandinavia, everybody thinks it's really expensive and it's just out of the way, it's way too up north.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Canada,
okay,
with way more history. It's
okay.
Unbelievable. I went there last year to Stockholm.
Uh-huh.
It's unbelievably beautiful. And Copenhagen is kind of like Montreal in the sense that they have, it's a center of jazz in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Bennett plays there all the time. Chick Corea is always there, people like that. It's a really, really fun town. So once I get back from Copenhagen, which will be... No, you know what? I'll call you there next week.
Call us on the air.
Yeah, I'll call you from there next week. In fact, I'll call you from Malmo. I'll tell you about what happened in Copenhagen, where I went to, what I saw, and what I've seen so far that time in Malmo. Should be a lot of fun.
That would be neat. Eli calling from Malmo to Montreal, being to New York, Boston, Raleigh.
Hey, you guys are broadcasting in 11 cities now?
20.
20 cities.
We're on in New York,
yeah.
WVD. We're on in Boston, there's three stations. There's like three stations. We're
the
on
first one, what was it?
WVD New York.
EVD, okay. I heard something else. Sorry.
No, not WHAZVD, but okay. WEVD. Yeah, that's Eli for you. No, seriously, though. We're on WBZB, Raleigh, North Carolina, America's Georgia. We're on Chattahoochee, West Palm, Monroe, Louisiana. Yep. Chattahoochee.
Yeah, just all the folks out there who are in Chattahoochee. If you want to fly to, if you're in Montreal and you want to fly to Copenhagen, or in Toronto you want to fly to Copenhagen, it's a direct flight to Air Canada.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and the planes are full, so you know, best book way ahead of time. And if you're going to stay somewhere, call the Danish Tourist Board, or the Scandinavian Tourist Board in New York City. You can give them a call and ask them what's going on, what to do, and you okay?
I'm going to close the stupid window.
It's like pointing, and I don't know what else.
I'm wondering what that stupid truck sound is.
And if you're in...
Here's Alex with the boom handle closing that.
Interactive radio.
There we go. Yeah, it is interactive radio. Welcome to Théâtre de Pierre.
If you're ever in Malmo, if you want to stay at a nice hotel, check it out on the internet. You go to temperance.se, the Hotel Temperance. It's got some great restaurants. In fact, it's got a vegetarian restaurant.
Oh, yuck.
You say yuck, but a lot of people say, a lot of people don't eat meat. It's the first one I've seen in a hotel.
I'm a carnivore. I will not give up my meat.
I know.
You see these sharp teeth? I sharpen them.
I know. You can go to the restaurant called the Green Fish down at the Temperance Hotel and check it out. It should be a lot of fun.
The Green Fish means something's wrong with you, Eli.
I'll call you guys Saturday from Malmo and I'll tell you all about my trip.
Yeah, no, I'd like to hear about that. And you can also tell the folks down in Hawaii. They're on Koho Honolulu as well.
Aloha Hawaii.
And mahalo.
Mahalo.
Thanks, whatever.
The extent of my Hawaiian.
Well, I only learned two words in Hawaii. That was enough. The most I ever said in Hawaii was, "Ray, you're going too fast!" Well, there's a computer, the radio engineer that helped us out in Hawaii, Ray Bakken, was driving himself his Porsche. And this guy drives about 160 miles an hour on this little 20-mile highway, goes right to the north side of Oahu. Scares the dickens out of me. Anyway, that's all that. Anyway, Eli, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks a lot.
And visiting us. And what's all the rest? Is all your preparations for the show?
It's all prep for when I get there.
Yeah,
what I'm going to do and what I'm going to see. Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. It's a whole bunch of others.
By the way, one of the shows on CIQC in the afternoon is Ask the Expert with Chuck Phillips.
Yes.
We ask the expert and articulate. But Eli, of course, does the intro to that. We need you to voice the intro to Ask the Escort with Nick Phillips.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Eli,
I'll have to ask Pierre and Pierre if I can do anything for the radio station.
That's true, right? Listen, let's roll the break, Alex.
CIQC Montreal.
Hippodrome de Montréal, you'll be on the edge of your seat, guaranteed. The action is the attraction with live horse racing right before your eyes. Enjoy the unique experience of dining at the Centaur restaurant while following the races from the comfort of your table. Ask about group rates for holiday parties. The spectacular Hippodrome de Montréal. Be there.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, Resources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Dennis Bowden of Merrill Lynch, Canada, talking about guaranteed funds. Dennis, is this an approach investors should consider to ride out the bumps during market fluctuations?
If anybody looks at it, and whether you're using index funds or other funds or whatever situation you're doing, you're trying to earn the 8 to 12%. Now, if you're turning around thinking that markets go up and down, you can't stop that from happening. But when the markets go up, you can lock in the profits. In fact, you can actually take your money and be more aggressive instead of being balanced and being in good reach of equity funds because you can't lose your capital. And then on top of that, for a period of a year and a half to 2 years, you can even be even more in foreign content you ever thought about being. There's three or four good reasons as to why I should be looking at a major portion of my overall portfolio being guaranteed with the funds.
For more information about guaranteed funds and other services offered by Dennis Bowden of Merrill Lynch, Canada, call 832-8378 or 1-888-688-7772.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hippodrome de Montréal, you'll be on the edge of your seat, guaranteed. The action is the attraction with live horse racing right before your eyes. Enjoy the unique experience of dining at the Centaur restaurant while following the races from the comfort of your table. Ask about group rates for holiday parties. The spectacular Hippodrome de Montréal. Be there.
Pick a charming old house that's been on St. Charles Boulevard for over 200 years. Add four decades of experience in the restaurant business, and you have Casa Vecchia in Pierrefonds. The beauty of the house and setting is matched by the superb quality of the cuisine and service. For really fine dining or business lunches with class. For live music and dancing Friday and Saturday nights, call Casa Vecchia. The number 620-4444. The address 3872 St. Charles in Pierrefonds. Casa Vecchia. History to enjoy.
Hi, this is Cynthia Photo from KGCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CITC.
CITC.
Back is Stephen Pickford and Raleigh and Alex behind the controls, and
we got away this weekend too, Raleigh, and we're here with Nick Phillips and Sharon Delaney. Visited a number of these museums. If you're a museum lover, Raleigh is a place to get away for a weekend or on your route to Canada this winter for the snowbirds.
I saw one of the, we saw one of the greatest art collections I've ever seen. There's nothing in Canada, probably most of the USA, compared with the art collection they have. And it's the Millennium Gift of the Sarah Lee Corporation, a large American corporation which donated its art collection on a travel tour of the U.S. and it's here for a couple of months in Raleigh. And like this is big time stuff with artists such as Monet, Pissarro, Degas, Toulouse-Lautrec, Matisse, Henry Moore sculptures, Picasso, Chagall, they have it all here. Willem, your kind of stuff. Culture number one.
They have some of the Dutch masters in the collection. This exhibit continues until November 7th, the next major traveling exhibit that will be coming through the North Carolina Museum of Art will be Rodin sculptures beginning April 16th. And the admission to the museum itself is free, and then you have the extra traveling exhibit charge, which is around $7, so very reasonable to go to the North Carolina Museum of Art. They have a special Judaic room, which outside of New York you would not find in many art museums.
You know, there's a little bit of everything for everyone in this town. And I don't mean to be politically incorrect, but say you're a wealthy lady and you have a couple of wealthy lady friends who just want to get away on a shopping trip. What a great shopping area this is. And then while shopping, you mix in the culture, the museums, the art galleries, the live theater. It's unbelievable. And of course, it's going to be a major league city. History will be made here in 1 week when Raleigh hosts its first National Hockey League game as the Carolina Panthers. Is that Hurricanes? That's
Hurricanes, yes.
That's not a hockey fan, but they're playing their first game here. They had been playing in Greensboro, and they're moving to Raleigh to play the first game next week.
Well, there you go.
Combination of the two. We also visited the new site of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, which opens in April as well, which will have four floors of interactive exhibits and live animals. And this is where you go to find out the answers to such pressing questions as name the official state bird of North Carolina.
Yes, yes, and, the cardinal.
Yes, you read your press kit or else.
No, I remember the Peter Sovey clip when someone asked him about loggerhead turtles, and so I have no bloody idea, but I know the state bird is a cardinal.
You also can learn at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences that North Carolina is the home of more varieties of salamanders than anywhere else in North America.
But if you're not into salamanders, they also have a Sports Hall of Fame, and members include locals like Arnold Palmer, Dean Smith, and Richard Petty.
Well, that's pretty cool.
The Explorers Museum opened as well, so if you've got children and you want to sort of let them loose for an hour or two to go through a lot of little exhibits. At night, they have a mural that lights up made all out of marbles. So, of course, if it breaks apart, then somebody will have lost their marbles, right?
Yes, yes.
And this is a big education town, too. I understand 27,000 people go to university, attend university on a regular basis. Two large universities here.
The historical aspect of the city, you mentioned that it has been preserved. We're going this afternoon to the North Carolina Museum of History, which has a recreated actual Civil War hospital to get you into the whole feel of what the Civil War is like. And they have a big Civil War, because more soldiers died from North Carolina in the Civil War conflict than any other state. And you can go drive through neighborhoods such as historic Oakwood and visit the Oakwood Cemetery, again, right out of the turn of the century. If 40,000 North Carolinians died in that Civil War, more than from any other southern state. And they had 125,000 people serving in the Confederate Army, and half of them were wounded at least once. Just the statistics were going against the Civil War. But wow. They've kept their history alive here. And you know, one other thing I want to mention before we get into other things is that Raleigh is a safe city. I feel safe here, unlike many American cities where we don't feel safe, like Washington, D.C. We're walking around downtown or driving around the area, you get that sense of security.
Now, Vic, you're headed on, you're tapping on Bonnie's own territory.
You get that whole sense of security, which is very important for travelers. Roads are well marked, and for road historians, some of the highways actually have that 1930s, 1940s feel of early highway construction, like Highway 70. So I know you would enjoy that, Willem.
Yeah.
The Executive Mansion, the Governor's House, was also named the most beautiful in America by FDR.
Now, see, one of the things that you and I do when we're going down to New England, we look at some of the older roads and some of the buildings and how they, that was the Howard Johnson was built in 1936 or whatever. Do they have that, what it's like down in Raleigh?
Well, in fact, a hotel that I could tell at one time was a Howard Johnson. But it's more the hotels, but more, they have a few bed and breakfasts and, Victorian homes that have been turned into bed and breakfasts in the downtown core.
Okay.
But it's mostly the residential areas, the commercial areas, the shopping districts were sort of outside of the downtown core.
Uh-huh. By the way,
you know, Willem, what really appeals to me about Raleigh now, of course, I'm from Toronto.
Yeah.
It's a direct flight from Toronto, so it takes me an hour to go through our city from one golf course to another in our city because we have a population of 500 people. But I can jump on the plane and be here in an hour and golfing.
But it's a convenient location because in addition to the flight from Canadian Regional that connects from Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto down here, you're within an hour and a half, 2 hour flight anywhere on the East Coast. There are over 250 flights a day into Raleigh-Durham International Airport. You're on Interstate 40, you're 25 miles away from Interstate 95, the major north-south route that people from the northeast will be taking down to spend the winter in Florida. So you should be thinking of dropping off for a day or two and seeing the sights in the Raleigh area and playing a game of golf or what.
And beautiful southern belles, Willem. I've never seen so many beautiful women.
You know, the trouble, Vic, is that we've got a whole new op to break in. We used to do this for Chad, if you remember. You know, Chad. And now Chad is dating somebody, so now it's Alex is interested. Yeah, okay. Now, come on, Alex, say something. About what? Yeah, ask Vic.
Comes into his mind.
Ask Vic. You want to ask him first?
Anything you want to know about the women of Raleigh?
Well,
I don't know. Are they interesting? Are they nice? Are they sociable like the women of Montreal?
Oh, 10 times nicer than the women of Montreal. I've always rated the women of Montreal number one, so these are run plus.
Uh-huh. I find that kind of difficult. The women in Montreal are really hard to beat.
Great dining here as well, and it won't have to break your budget. We started off with a lunch at the South End Brewery and Smokehouse in Powerhouse Square, and the barbecue beef brisket sandwich, the lovers of barbecue. We talked last week, or 2 weeks ago, with Sandra Phillips, and she was doing her Midwest gourmet tour for barbecue. Well, this is barbecue at its finest in the Carolinas. They brew their own beer on the site. Another local favorite is the Angus Barn, which has been a city institution for 30 years, made one of the top 50 independently owned restaurants in the U.S. by a major food services magazine, and I can recommend the combo plate. Try both pizza and get the menu and figure what are you going to have, and there's so many good things. Billy Mignon combined that with ribs or shrimp or crab. They're also the largest wine cellar in the state. Downtown in an area that they're trying to redevelop, the City Market, there's Big Edge of the City Market, which has southern homestyle cooking. Midday lunch specials are running $6 to $8. You get barbecue pork or choice of two vegetables. They have the chicken and dumplings. Comes with all you can drink, lemonade, biscuits, cornbread, and dessert.
And it's a real taste for the South because, for those of you who don't know, the okra, black-eyed peas, grits, collard greens, all good Southern food, which I can't eat because of some medical problems. But I've watched.
Colostomy bag, Nick?
58 years of living too hard, Willem.
Yeah. Every day, living hard.
With about 38 years experience. Steve is still trying to guess.
Yes, experience in what? last night, Cafe Luna, which is, again...
Good for us, Steve. We'd be the Luna chicks there, right? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well,
we got 45 seconds before the break. Make
it
count.
Cafe Luna was high-quality Italian food. Anything as fine as I've seen in Toronto.
Wooden floors, an airy trattoria feeling. Real Parmesan for around $12, calamari $5.95, Cafe Luna downtown, and just parading off to a night of theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium for some of the traveling road shows and musicals, which pass through town, beautiful buildings, particularly when lit up at night.
Before I came here, Willem, I thought this was a town of Bubba's and Hicks, and it's not like that at all. It's a sophisticated city with dining, theater, sports. It's got it all.
Sounds great. Listen, it's time for the break. Following the break, we've got our 60 seconds with Mitch Michaels, and we return to Raleigh after that. Alex, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal. Ladies and gentlemen, take your pick. The Big Wheel of Discounts is spinning out Lori Matsuno. Just imagine, Lori Matsuno is offering you several items at the same incredibly low price of $299. Which one will you choose? How about a Concept 2 built-in dishwasher or a Frigidaire dryer? Or how about a superb Concordia wall unit? Take your pick. You can even take advantage of our purchase plan that allows you to buy now and pay only in October 2000. Still can't decide? Well, come on into one of the 10 Lori Matsuno locations and take advantage of this $299 offer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. Much more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sports Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Biggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bay. Telephone 271-5058.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with the incredible computer deals at 123 Compute? And two for the show. Just let them show you their terrific array of notebooks and desktops at blowout prices. Three to get ready, to get just what you need for home, small office, or student. And four to go to 123 Compute, 720 DeCarry in Ville-Saint-Laurent. Or call 855-9550. Desktops from just $99. Notebooks from $299. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zachary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zachary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zachary, 626-3132.
Dim sum. You love it for lunch, so enjoy it. And Maison Campan, famous for its incredible dim sum selection. Fabulous palate pleasers by the dozens. Try as many as your appetite can handle. Besides lots of choice, Maison Campan provides lots of space. There's always room for you, and it's so reasonably priced. Visit Maison Campan, upstairs at 1008 Clark, between Vigée and La Gauchetière, in Montreal's Chinatown, and also in Saint-Laurent, at 1938 Timmins, corner of Laurentian.
Okay, you know what number four was, Steve?
Use on face.
Use. You have to say use.
Use.
I can just see the guy.
Well, you can put it, another instruction, after using, place in waste receptacle.
Yeah.
Martin Arms joins us now. He's the Director of Communications for the Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's so many things in Raleigh that are free, and there's over a whole list, for particularly for families, of 20 plus things that are free for visitors.
Well, that is true, and many of which you and Vic have already seen. The North Carolina Museum of Art, which has one of the finest collections of old Bastard's paintings in the South, in addition to the Monet Damour exhibit you saw, and then the big blockbuster Rodin exhibit coming in next year. Of course, there is a small surcharge for that, but the Rodin exhibit will be the most comprehensive in the United States in 20 years and the largest ever in the Southeast, with over 130 works coming from about 20 places around the world, including the main Rodin Musée over in Paris.
At the Historical Museum, the opening of the new Natural Sciences Museum, it makes for a family destination.
No question. We like to bill ourselves as the Smithsonian of the South.
Now, you're a family man. What type of things would you recommend? A family comes to Raleigh, what would you suggest to you?
Well, I think one thing is staying right out here near Crabtree Valley Mall with all the shopping. There's something there for everyone. And then head on downtown for the day. Try to park right around the state capitol. to see George Washington in a Roman toga, head on over to the Museum of Natural Sciences to check out the new Terror of the South, which will be coming to everyone in April of 2000. Head over to the Museum of History, where you have the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. You'll see one of Richard Petty's 43 race cars.
And yeah.
Footage of Michael Jordan as he was in action for the Tar Heels, along with James Worthy and the other famous collegiate basketball stars of this area.
What I like about the downtown area with the museum is they're all walking distance to each other. So you park once, and parking in many places is free on the weekend. Even during the week, it's $4 or $5. And nobody's trying to rip you off about parking. You park once, and you take in all the attractions in a one-day endeavor.
Yeah, and it's a nice leisurely stroll, and then head on down to near the City Market area, where we've talked about Big Ed's and Cafe Luna, and their 10 other restaurants right around there, and then the new Explorers Museum's right in that general vicinity also.
Makes for a full day of activities. What I also found very interesting was that the state has put up historical markers practically on every corner, so you know what you are passing. You know, the experimental railroad that crossed here, bringing granite to the building of the state capitol, you know that you are walking on history.
Well, in North Carolina and Raleigh, North Carolina's capital city area, has very much embraced its heritage and tries to share that view for all the visitors and the residents alike, because as Sharon was explaining, there's many stuff having just moved here that she discovers daily that you take for granted, that, you know, go down to the downtown area and there's certainly something there for everyone.
The entertainment, we went to the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium last night, which seats probably around 1,400 people. It's a neoclassical building, beautifully restored, and it lit up at night. How many of these road companies pass through Raleigh on a yearly basis?
There are 4 to 5 major performances a year. Miss Saigon's coming in, I guess, Rent, the Titanic will be coming through, but it's also the home to the North Carolina Symphony, the Carolina Ballet, and then once the expansion takes place down at Memorial Auditorium, there'll be a 1,700-seat concert hall in the east and 600 on the west side.
A lot of great things coming. So you have the museums opening. There's always something changing and building in Raleigh.
No question about that, especially there's a lot of local arts organizations as well with their particular galleries. There are 5 galleries right there in the City Market area,
where you can actually see the artists working on their latest piece.
Yes.
What number can people call for information on Raleigh?
Call 1-800-849-8499 or jump on the internet at www.RaleighCBBCatVictorBoy.org.
Okay, 1-800-849-8499 or www.RaleighCBB.org. Well, I can tell you, Willem, I can tell everyone that is listening across Canada and the United States, we're having a great weekend here in Raleigh. It's one of those hidden gems that you might just pass by on the highway and not know that there's something actually to see here, but it's a beautifully laid out city, easy to get around, and the trees and the architecture make it a joy to spend a weekend in.
Nice and warm right now, Steve?
It's getting up to the mid-60s, but sunny
guy.
And nice fall day. The leaves are changing color. In a forested city like Raleigh, brings the fun of fall, makes fall a fun time other than
You gonna go leaf peeping?
We will. We've seen enough. We've seen a lot of them.
We've seen a lot of them, yeah.
We've seen a lot of them.
That's freezing down here. Okay.
That's what it sounded like, yeah.
Yeah, cold and rainy, trucks passing by. That's why Alex had to close the window of the studio. So, anyway. Well, we got all our gear back online, so that's good.
And, yeah, everything worked out well. We're going to be hearing next week from Eli Khoury, who will be on the on the road, kicking off tonight, heading off to Copenhagen, so he'll be doing a remote from on the road. We'll also be talking to Lynn Portnoy, who is writing a series of books called Going Like Lynn, which are travel primers for women, what they need to know when they go on a specific trip. Travel guidebooks geared primarily for women travelers.
So that sounds like an exciting show that we got lined up for next week, and following that, we've got our trip from Pittsburgh in November, huh?
Yep, we're working on that. Another one of America's most livable cities, another city that people think, the first time we went to Pittsburgh, we said, huh, well, what's there going to be there? But again, another cultural mecca. And
that's where you met the great Iga Gash.
Yes, a name that has continued to work with us over many, many years.
She's the, well...
I'm living out in Los Angeles from Hilton Hotels Corporation.
That's right. One of our great allies here at Travel World. Well, another hour's gone by, Steve.
Yeah, it's another hour, another show, another weekend, this time in Raleigh. And next week we'll be back at the same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show, broadcast and simulcast over CIQC AM 600 Montreal, the world's first radio station, and beamed across America and around the world on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. For Vic Phillips and Sharon Delaney, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Smart Alec.
There you go. Take it away, Alex. See you next week.
Information and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week.